Welcome back to Two Chicks
Whining.
I'm Shaniqua.
And I'm Nina. And today's podcast, we are drinking Pinot Gris. Not Pinot Grigio, but Pinot Gris. And the thing is, they are actually from the same grape.
As a Pinot.
As a Pinot. Mm-hmm. But they're there's a few differences. Just a few. And all of the wines that we actually got, we received them from Habersham. So are they all Oregon?
No. We have a California.
One is California and the other three are Oregon?
Yeah.
Okay. the prices, they varied. We actually took a picture of the receipt this time, so we all should have it, right?
We have been
so bad about prices.
Very bad.
Very bad. And these wines, they were around $10 and $11, which is still a good price to me. That's not it's not really bad. So we actually got some love from Firesteed.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
And that one was $10.99. So do you want to start with that one first?
Yes, because one of the followers got me excited about that one.
The Firesteed?
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever had Pinot Gris?
Yes.
Okay. Calvin, you ever had Pinot Gris?
I think I had the Portlandia.
Okay.
But I'm not certain.
Now I heard good things about the Portlandia.
Yeah.
So the Firesteed is from Wilmette Valley. I can't speak.
Wilmette Valley.
Yeah, Oregon.
Oregon.
Let's just, yeah.
Let's keep it simple.
And it's that's very popular place in Oregon. I want to go to Oregon. I want to go to wine country in Oregon. I actually know someone that worked with me. They actually went there, and they went to the Wilmette Valley, and I want to go. I want to see.
They're big on the Pinots.
Yeah. So the difference with the Pinot.
I can't stand Calvin. Get your head out of the gutter. You and Nina, look.
Well, Calvin is married.
And
so
what does that mean? He could still be freaky?
He a freak to his wife.
Okay. That ain't none of our business. Let's get back to the wine.
Well, everybody needs some freaking in life. Anyway, so with the Pinot Gris.
Lady in the street. Freaking the bed.
The thing is, it's a little sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
And it has low acidity mm-hmm. to it, and it has higher alcohol levels, and it has a rich texture. So what's the alcohol level on this? I can't
see. Is it 14?
I think it was 14. I could be wrong.
Hold tight.
13.5?
Did you see it from here? 13.
It was the same as
13.2.
Okay. I thought it was the same as Portlandia.
Okay. So the thing about Pinot Gris, they're meant to be enjoyed early.
In the morning?
Do you have cups for Calvin?
Yeah, I got a cup over here. No, when I say early, the grape does, it's a young grape.
Oh, okay.
You got a podcast after this?
Do I have?
No, he's going home to watch a game. He's going home to
Sunday.
He's going home to watch the Cowgirls lose.
Whoa. Watch it.
Not to those girly Falcons.
They're going
to
lose. Who are you guys playing?
The Falcons.
Oh, we're going to win.
Oh, child.
Win.
Win.
Easy win.
Yeah.
Easy.
Hi.
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 Uh-oh. Watch cool.
So
what this one is very smooth tasting.
And Pinot Gris is the cousin to Pinot Noir.
Yes.
So you said same grape.
Same grape.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the French... This is more of a French style, whereas the Pinot Grigio is more of an Italian style.
Right.
So that's where a lot of the difference come. But this is a little sweeter. It's not overly sweet, but you can taste the sweetness compared to if you had Pinot Grigio
mm-hmm.
to me.
The color is lighter than
yes.
the Grigio, too.
It's very smooth. The acidity, I can taste it more. It's more acidic. No?
It is. It is very smooth.
It's very smooth.
It's not bad.
I like that.
Calvin, you're quiet.
I'm trying to, it's good, but is it supposed to be sweeter?
Just a tinge sweeter. Like when you first, is it sweet at the
first
sip?
The front.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
It tastes like good juice.
Very smooth. Very smooth. So I like that one.
But it's not. Usually when I drink a white wine, I think it's supposed to be like.
What?
More crispier. This isn't, but I like it.
I think Pinot Grigio are more crisp than this.
But this is still good, though.
Yeah. Like this would go. How does it taste with the food, Shaniqua? Today, I actually did cook.
Child's burning my mouth.
I definitely see it good with grilled fish.
Yeah.
Has that buttery, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then with the spicy.
With the spicy, I think it goes well. I made, I was supposed to make Rasta pasta, but I didn't have any pasta.
That's what I thought.
I didn't have any pasta, but it's just as good.
So Rasta bomb club pasta.
It's a hodgepodge. I still use a jerk seasoning on the fish and the shrimp, so it was still good.
It tastes good. It tastes better with the food.
It does.
Seasoning, so jerky.
Yeah.
So something jerky.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good job, like Fire Steed.
A little citrus.
And thank you for the love, Fire Steed.
We were first worried. We were worried. We got to say something bad about you, but it's all love right now.
Thank you, Fire Seed, for sharing our story on your page as well. Calvin the Great took beautiful pictures of the wine.
Woo-hoo. Calvin's a bad boy.
Yeah.
He's a bad. Let me
bring it back.
He's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about Calvin.
I'm glad your mic was on.
All right.
You got her in the background.
Portlandia. So, Portlandia, which. I think it's based on that show that was used to come on Sundance.
I remember it.
Oh, don't use this one? That's all right. Just give me that one back. Yeah. Thank you. So, how much alcohol is in that?
13.5.
Okay. So, you've had Portlandia.
Yes. And the only reason why I remember is because the bike.
Okay.
On the front.
Okay.
I think I bought that. How much was that Habersham?
Portlandia, it was on sale, so hold on.
Okay, because I think that's one of the bottles I bought for art show here.
Uh-huh.
And it was at Ganem's for $11.99.
Hold on.
I don't like that.
You don't? It's not good?
I haven't tasted it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Let's see. Where is it? Oh, it was $10.99.
Yeah, I got it from Ganem's for a dollar more. And that's because someone here requested a Pinot Grigio, but I thought that's what it said.
Oh.
So that's the only reason why I know, because that bottle had a bike on it. And when we took photos of it the first time, I was like, I had this before.
It's very lemony.
It is.
Very lemony.
It's supposed to go well with chicken, poultry.
It's not bad. It's not as smooth as the Forestie.
No.
It's weird, though. It's like weird citrusy.
Yeah, it is very citrusy.
Yeah.
You know what it tastes like? It tastes like...
I taste more
lemon. Artificial lemonade.
It does taste like
an artificial sparkling.
Right. I just taste more lemons in it.
Yeah.
It's from the same valley, so why would it be that different?
Well, may not be from the same valley.
It may not.
That doesn't necessarily mean it is.
Okay.
So
it could be totally separate.
Right.
I guess orchard? Or is that what we say? Is that what?
Orchard?
Vineyard?
Yeah.
So separate vineyard, same valley. What's the orchard?
Apples and grapes.
That's apples? Is it?
That's what I was kind of thinking.
Apples.
I don't know.
It's a tree. No.
We're still learning, people.
Yeah, we are learning.
It's not orchard.
And just like someone actually said the other day on one of our posts on Instagram about, you know, what you shaking your head for? I mean, anyway, the moral of the story is we still learning about wines. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah, so we are always happening to learn if you want to teach us something.
Yeah, we are always happy for learning.
Always learning because things change.
Yes,
about life.
Yeah.
So we appreciate any time.
We like correction.
Y'all want to correct us, please do, because we don't know everything.
Yeah, like a turtle and a tortoise. What's the difference?
One's fast and one's slow. One's bigger, one's smaller.
One's bigger, one's smaller.
The tortoise is bigger, right?
Tortoise is bigger.
Yeah. Who ran with the rabbit? The tortoise or the turtle?
I think it's the tortoise.
I think it's a tortoise.
That ran against the rabbit.
Yeah, the tortoise with the hair.
Yeah. It's no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
No fun.
Okay, so.
What is the hype man doing? She is the hype man today.
That's my saying. It ain't fun when the rabbit got the gun.
That's from a book we read.
So how does it taste with the food? For you.
For me?
Mm-hmm. Calvin already just downed his food.
I was hungry. And it was spicy, and I like spicy.
I had a toot.
To me, it goes well with the spice goes well with the Portlandia.
So it changes, the taste changes for you slightly?
Mm-hmm. I figured it would. Yeah. The citrus kind of cut it.
It does, it cuts it. So it's actually really good with spicy food. So
Good job, Portlandia.
Yeah, I like it. So far, I mean.
Stop adding lemons to your grapes.
Dash. Just a dash of citrus.
It's like one guy said, I'm going to mess this whole thing up. Lemon juice. And they were like, oh, we're
crisp,
on to something.
Crisp.
And you know what? I forgot. I was going to bring some shine. I was going to bring the lemon lime shine. And I forgot to bring it.
How dare you go get it. We'll pause the show.
Really?
Might have cut back in. And we got moonshine now. Show's over. Got moonshine.
But yeah, so anywho. The Han. And this is a California one.
Yep.
California knows how to party.
Let's see. Yeah.
These are very light body wines.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Smells good.
What do you smell?
For me. Weird.
What do you smell?
You think it smells weird?
It smells clean. You know, like, we have all this hand sanitizer stuff going on
this
right now.
This is different.
You say it smells clean.
This is different. I don't know how to describe it.
There was no COVID in my cup.
It smells so clean, we can't even describe what the it's aroma sweet. Is.
It's sweet on the front. I don't know. How would you describe this, Calvin?
It's like someone mixed a Chardonnay with a Sauvignon Blanc.
That's a good way to put it, and that's exactly what it tastes like. Yeah. It has like, but it's a little bitter.
It's all bitter, different. It's like four different layers.
Oh my gosh, it's a little bitter.
Yeah, it's maybe is that, the aftertaste.
Oh my god,
what's the alcohol in that?
Yeah, because you get sweet, buttery. Citrusy, and then bitter on the back.
14,
it's really weird.
It's 14.1, best paired with grilled, is that prawns?
Fish, we got like shrimp.
Fish tacos or lemon chicken. It's from Monterey County, California.
It's more of a compliment.
I just ate a piece of shrimp.
It's not bad. It's just different.
Like you say, this wine, I think you have to pair it. I don't think you could just drink it. I think it's better paired.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
It ain't bad, but I think the cool thing is they're so different from each other.
Yeah.
That when we get one, we're like, oh, this is how it's supposed to taste. And then you get that one, it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah. And it's California. And the other two was Oregon. We need to plan a trip.
So.
That sounds like a great idea.
Pairing it with the food tones it down.
It tones it down a lot.
Yeah, it tones it down. So it tastes
so better. So I would not drink this just by itself.
No.
I would actually serve this with dinner. Like, if you're having wine pairings, this is the type that you would pair with.
Right.
So question. I know we say it goes well with this and goes well with that. Uh-huh. Is there other meats that you think it could go with that it's not being recommended?
Did it say turkey? I think it would go good with turkey.
Well,
turkey, yeah. I never had a wine with turkey.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Like smoked turkey? I think I made the food a little too spicy.
And I love spicy food, but, baby, my tongue is lit up.
It was spicy, but the only way I can get through it is if I ate it all. It was good.
That's why you did that?
It was good. I love spicy food.
I love spicy food. This is like, what is it? What do you have in here?
Fresh jalapenos.
Jerk seasoning.
And even
I put a little brown sugar in it.
Am I wrong when I say this night at the red onions, don't they have a spice to it?
Usually they're sweeter.
They're sweeter, okay.
Yeah.
What onion?
Yellow onions.
It's yellow. Yellow.
Okay, yellow mm-hmm. onions.
Red onions are sweeter.
I love red. They're better for you.
Red onions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
I only use one pepper, though. I mean, and this and, amount,
but it was fresh.
But it was fresh.
Yeah. That's
and
the
I
thing.
And I try not to put
it's
all the
still
seeds in it.
Super green. Like, that thing was fresh, fresh. You put yeah, it out thing, of the garden. Off a plant. Like,
you try not to use the seeds. I think you have a couple of seeds might have.
Chiqua, Kim, you ate yours. Was it really spicy? You ate some
well,
of yours.
I like spicy, so.
Because you, like you also peppered the shrimp and the fish.
Yeah, but it was well a, it was mild. It was mild. The only thing, and with the veggies, the only thing I did, so I sauteed garlic, fresh garlic, the jalapeno peppers, a yellow pepper, and a red onion. And only, I just put a little bit of black cracked pepper and a little bit of kosher salt. So
okay.
I was trying not to over-season anything because I want you to taste.
It's seasoned right. well.
I didn't taste any really salt, well. So that was great.
Yeah, it's yeah, seasoned
it's
well.
Seasoned super well. I think you know how it is, though. You have something hot. It's like, it's over, but it's not. I like it. It was good.
Well, I haven't cooked in a while, so.
Girl, I mean, I don't know what
she
Jesus.
She got up and decided to cook.
And this is my thing.
I know,
like,
right?
Is she not cooking on my
couch? It was what? You know, it was like 3 weeks,
in
it?
Look, in it, not in it. Baby, we had a full course meal starting out with the desserts.
For real.
Now we like, baby said.
And hey. Bread.
And bread. And sometimes salad on the side. Baby said.
She sent a text to the group and said,
I'm not cooking.
I'm not cooking.
Nobody, it was too hot.
Nobody said nothing. But everybody was thinking of
it. It was heartbreak. I cried. I was like, what she mean?
But yesterday she said, I'm cooking.
It's been hot. It
your
has
equivalent
been hot.
Of saying I'm not cooking is my ears here is show's over. There's no way.
It's cooler. It was cooler today. It was 64 degrees here in Savannah. So it was cool.
It was nice.
But I didn't cut my oven on. I actually did this in my air fryer.
Okay.
So
speaking of air fryer.
Okay, don't go there.
Okay.
Anywho. Now, we got a lot of love from Acrobat.
Yes, we did.
Because a lot of people were saying that their rosé is good. Mm-hmm. Kim mm-hmm. Saxon, she was like, oh, I love that rosé.
Yes, she did.
I think I've had their rosé. I'm not
so for
sure.
me. I'm expecting good things
from Acrobat.
You think I should get a bottle of that for the next time we do rosé?
Yeah, that'd be good. Because I think it was a few other people also said that Acrobat is pretty good.
Somebody also said they like Han.
Also,
but Han is like I said, it's good. Mm-hmm. So far, none of them are bad. Like to me, none of them are bad. It was. The only thing with Han, I would pair that with food. I
definitely.
Wouldn't just drink it.
That's not a wine that you can drink right. by itself.
So someone asked me, have we tried the same bottle more than once?
I think we have.
We have
with the,
with the Stella, I think, right?
Yeah, with
and
the Moscato.
And the Moscato? Okay.
Yeah, that the one that they sell at Olive Garden. What's the name of it? You know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What's the name of it, though?
I don't know the name.
Polygio or some
it's Poggio.
We had it last time.
We had it before.
Poggio.
Poggio. Yeah, that's Poggio. It. And we had Prophecy, but we had the Pinot. Oh no, we had the Cab when we had Prophecy.
Okay. The reason why?
Why?
The question. The conversation came about like she mentioned how she had a bottle, and then had the same bottle the next week, and it was. Totally different.
Different.
It now, happens. I think that
so
happens.
Was it chilled and both? Not was it chilled both times?
Both times, yeah.
Okay.
So same way. She was like, yeah, I loved it and I tried it and the second time I had it, it wasn't good. So do you try two of the same bottles?
But how long did it sit?
I don't know.
That's another thing.
The question
too.
Is how long was it in the store? Mm-hmm. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Versus, you know, and that's actually a really good question because like you could have the first bottle you could have was, you know, in retail, we do first in, first out. It could have been something like that, and maybe it sat longer, and maybe it was in a different temperature. Yeah.
And it depends on the cork, too. The cork plays a huge part in it.
But also,
if it's the cork is tainted. So
yeah,
that's another thing.
Because we mentioned that last podcast, that can happen.
Yeah, and that will change the taste of the wine. And the wine is not necessarily bad. It's the cork that's bad.
I got you.
And you got to remember, too, the distributors. those wines or any kind of alcohol, they sit in a warehouse.
Yep.
Yeah, for a little bit, yeah.
For a little bit before they actually reach the store.
Right.
And I think also in the stores, they have to rotate that stuff out.
Right.
So if you go to a particular store, you see dust on the bottle, I wouldn't buy it.
That's why I like going to the packet shops or versus the grocery stores.
Because they buy a limited inventory instead of buying.
Now, I won't say that I won't buy it because I have brought, you know, wine from the grocery stores. But I knew what they taste like prior to going to the grocery stores, you know. So, yeah.
I think I did that one time with a bottle of champagne, but I already knew.
Was it flat?
It wasn't flat. It just wasn't the same sparkle like, like it was supposed to be.
So it's longer in the grocery store.
Yeah.
So you just have to be cautious when you buy. Even when you go to a package shop, sometimes they can have something on the closeout. Closeout can mean anything. Closeout can mean too much of an inventory, or closeout can mean that it's a slow seller.
Right.
So you just have to use common sense.
It could
even
be a label change that brings it to closeout. So it may be a new closeout and they rebrand it, or an old closeout and they're like, okay, let's change some things up.
Right.
But so I think it's also important that we know how to store the wine.
Right.
Storing your wine is what matters. It's on a wine shelf in the liquor store isn't the proper way to store wine.
Right.
Right.
So, like, you got to, I told you got to learn how to store wine. If you go to a wine cellar, it's either dry or humid.
Yeah.
And it's either one temp or it's controlled temp.
Well, I think, like, reds are mostly stored at, what, 70 or 69 degrees? And then your whites are stored, what, at, like, 65?
Yes.
Between 60 and 65.
I don't know why 67 is in my head right now.
Okay, it could be right. I'm just guessing, but I know that
or 69.
Oh, yeah. We know about 69s. We know about those.
50 anyway.
That book did not do anything for me. I'm sorry.
How about the
because,
movie?
No, I guess because I've read Zane.
Oh,
and
those,
Mary Morrison.
Ooh, yeah.
And if you ever read
Brenda Jackson,
Mary Morrison.
Brenda Jackson?
Brenda Jackson. Oh, really?
She on some stuff like that?
She like Mary Morrison? Oh, I'm surprised.
Because Mary Morrison, baby.
Is a freak. And she admits
all
it.
Day.
All day. Every day. But, I mean, 50 Shades did nothing for me.
Acrobat's good.
It is good.
It really did nothing for me.
It doesn't. It falls right in line because we're talking about acrobatics in here.
You're so special.
We flipping and twisting and contortion.
You
the one thing I did like about 50 Shades, I like the bondage part. I did like that.
Let's role play.
Yeah, I like that part.
I like role play.
I love role play.
I love role play.
Calvin.
You got to know your partner.
I like things that make it interesting.
Yes,
not the same.
Yes,
the
same.
I don't
want no dry hump.
I mean, I like it to start, like, going to a bar and being picked up. You know, things that you never would do.
Yes.
Yeah.
You
know,
keep it interesting.
Until a different person.
They won't venture out.
No. Hmm. So, all four of these wines are good. Right now, my number one is Fire Steed. Yeah.
I'm not going to note the final until round two.
Okay. I'm at fire and then acro.
I agree with Calvin. That's where I'm at.
You just said you wasn't going to.
No, you're not listening. I said I'm not going to note it until the second.
Okay. But I like fire.
It's funny because acro might have been my first if I had it first.
You always say that.
I know.
Every
man.
Podcast.
I know.
Well, terrible. If we had this one first.
But all four.
It matters.
But all four of them are excellent, which is good because normally there's always one that's not going
well. So far, I think the past couple of podcasts, we really liked everything.
Yeah.
We have?
The last two.
Yeah,
it's been a while since y'all did
Yeah, been like, it's been a while. So we've been going pretty good. Okay. You made some good selections.
So Acrobat was $10.49.
Okay.
Which is a good price.
That's an odd price, $10.49.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean.
So what was, all right, so Portlandia was $10.99.
$10.99 for Portlandia. Hahn was actually $11.99.
Not bad.
And Firesteed was $10.99. So the most expensive was Hahn.
Okay.
And that, $12.
And Hahn is the one that's from California.
And the other,
that's a good range.
It's a good range. And the other ones are from Oregon.
Did you see any Pinot Gris that were lower then?
No. And that was something that I thought was kind of odd because all the Pinot Gris are usually a little higher. Compared to Pinot Grigios, which are cheaper.
Right.
So to me, I mean, I don't know, maybe because it's done in the French style compared to Pinot Grigio, which is done in the Italian style. Maybe that has something to do with the price mark.
The import, it's from here, so I guess that wouldn't matter.
Right.
Right. I think it's just the process of how they do the grapes and how they make the wine. That could be the reason why it may be a little bit more expensive than the Pinot Grigio.
Okay, so my next question is there any other region besides Cali and Oregon that do Pinot Gris?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, there's France. Did I read Spain, too?
I'm not sure if it's Spain, but I think France is where it originated. And what is it, Burgundy?
Burgundy.
Yeah. And we're going to do some, maybe we'll do some Burgundies in January.
Word.
Y'all like Burgundy ones? I do.
Sure, whatever.
Yes.
Burgundies used to be really cheap, but I don't think they're cheap anymore like they used to be. So they're made in France, Italy, Germany, and the U.S.
That's right. What's up.
So that's where the countries where they're made. So.
So I'm guessing on the fact you got to get it here, I'm guessing the ones from France or Germany.
Italy or Germany. More.
Because a little bit more because you importing.
Got to import it.
Transporting.
And I think reason because all of these are U.S., that could be the reason why they are at this price.
Right.
Anything that's made out of the other ones are higher up. Because of the process.
They're still groovy. I like it.
You like it.
Yeah.
So, whew, you still can't eat the food?
No, I'm full. I'm going to eat this food. I'm a glutton, honey. That was yesterday, too. I was full. I was trying my best to eat that food.
What'd you eat?
Your drink. That was good.
That drink was too sweet. I couldn't drink no
We
more.
Went to La Naps last night.
La Naps, really?
Yeah.
That's yeah. What's
up. When last time you
I'd be
there?
Glad when we go out to JW's.
I know, right?
Shade.
Well, there's been a lot of controversy there. Maybe
Calvin
maybe
and Nana can't get
go.
On the same page. That's what it is.
I had to shoot an elopement on Tybee last night. It was cool.
Wow. Oh, that's
it was
nice.
Windy. Very windy.
Was it cold?
The couple was awesome. It wasn't that cold.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I bet you that was sexy. You cool. said it was at night? Was it at
no,
night?
No, it was like around 5.
Okay.
Dusk. At dusk. Yeah. I bet that was
That should have been beautiful.
I want to get married
I didn't get
by
any
water.
Sunset shots because everything was done before. And I didn't have time to get more.
Are you going to post those where we can see? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As soon as I
Calvin, I'm going to hire you to do my wedding.
Yes.
I want to get married by, you know, I really want to do a destination wedding? But if it doesn't happen, I want to get married by water.
Okay.
I really
I'm
do.
Doing a wedding
I love water.
In the first week of October at Jekyll.
Okay.
On Driftwood Beach. It's really nice.
Is it?
It's got all the dead driftwoods, and it's always perfect.
Calvin
sky.
Is an amazing
it's cool.
photographer.
Well, everybody, our followers know because they compliment him
the
constantly.
Pictures.
Do you
Dang.
See your compliments?
No.
You don't?
He's too busy. Yeah. He is a busy
Well, I'm
going to
tell you, they love you.
Well, I appreciate
I mean, who was it? One of the, was it Fireseed that said it was, one of these said this time around that they had an amazing, he had an amazing shot. I can't remember.
I think it was Fireseed.
Okay.
Yeah. I try my best to theme the bottle with, you know me, like, I really like getting people in the shot. But
yeah.
Since if I don't have people close or accessible mm-hmm. to me.
And it was dreary weather this
yeah,
week.
It's bad weather.
Savannah.
Yeah.
All these pictures, though, for, these wines were very nice. Cool. Very, very nice.
Thank you. So the question you posted.
I'm going to tell you guys that was not me. That was my co-host.
So you
she
posted
is
on the gram?
Like, on the story. Because she encouraged me to post
it.
So I put it on the story, right? But I said, I'm not about to post that on the page, boo.
What is wrong?
Because
I
everybody
was
don't.
Why I saw it.
Everybody's not into porn.
But it would be good to know who is and who ain't.
Yeah, but they were scared. They were
know,
scared
they
to
scared,
say
scared.
Anything.
The 20 scared, people scared. Who viewed it is into porn.
You think so?
I think so.
Did
well,
you view
I was
it?
One of the
yeah,
people
viewed
who
it.
Viewed it.
I viewed mean, it, and I think I was viewing it when I was going over some edits, and I was like,
what the hell?
What the hell's going on? Is this,
right.
Is this two chicks money?
Right.
Now, I don't mind starring in porn.
Whoa.
But, you know, just Kim? Watching it.
What?
Oh, man.
What porn between you and your mate?
That ain't porn. Okay.
That's not porn.
That's not. That? You mean making a flick?
Yeah.
You made a video?
Listen.
Yeah, don't feel bad. You got to be very
listen,
careful. You
got to
be
what careful. What I'm saying is, I don't want to watch it because I'm about to tell stuff. Okay.
But
I'm
go not, ahead because we want to know.
Listen, it's no plot in it.
I know. That's what they do.
Yeah, it's not supposed
the
to
be. Plot
is, it's not supposed to have a plot. But
well, the plot.
It's from, supposed to get you ready.
It's supposed to get you ready. So the plot from the 70s, the porn's from the 70s, they didn't have a plot.
It was like, maybe in an office, you're being interviewed for a job.
Job, yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather, you know, act it out but than I think actually watch the porn. I'd rather just, you know, pretend like I'm a porn star and, you know, act it out. I don't want to.
So you
and
have,
her
so
favorite song is WAP. Am I saying it right?
Yes. The lover.
Yes. So
Kim, you know, my stripper name is Scandalous.
Okay, but Kim
mine
loved,
is Mystique.
No,
Kim loved that song WAP by Cardi B.
I mean, she loves it.
And Megan Thee Stallion.
She said, I listened to it today already.
No, my stripper name is, what's that Prince song that I love so much?
I don't know.
Well, my
Insatiable.
Insatiable.
Okay, yes. And my stripper name is Mystique.
I don't have
I can see that.
I yeah, because I can walk around name. Naked all day, honey.
You got to get a stripper name.
How do you get a stripper name?
You find a song.
What matches your, yeah.
That, and that matches your personality.
Matches your personality.
You know, me and my friend Wanda, we used to actually take
a
classes
name.
On
a name of a song?
A name that matches her personality. Or a character, like the character, my name is Mystique from... What is
X-Men.
The movie?
X-Men.
The X-Men.
Okay.
Because I'm very much like her. Very.
I can see that.
Yeah. That's me all day long. She's my favorite character.
I don't know what my stripper
okay, so
name
you remember
would be.
The
I'm gonna get you one.
The pole class we took at Renee's birthday party.
Yeah.
You didn't get a name. You didn't think
I
of a name.
I can't remember.
Chad, oh. She was concentrating on staying on that pole. She don't
I thought it was supposed to be like your favorite color in the street you were.
Girl, that's that.
No.
That's that kindergarten stuff.
No.
Hey, peaches.
It has to match your
caramel and chocolate.
Yeah, you got to think of a song because you know I have a song that I.
Nana's gonna have
you know,
a very
I'm,
freaky
I'm a
name because Nana is freaky.
Yeah,
she's very freaky.
Yeah,
but she like she.
But she
on the outside, it's that innocence. Like,
yes.
You would never know. But yes. We about to tell y'all now, that's a freak.
Yeah. So you got to think
am.
You got to think
I,
of a
I mean,
song.
I am.
She is,
I
baby.
Am.
Because your
but
the song
just,
has
you
to
need
be,
the right person to turn.
To bring that
to
out.
Bring
that
it out.
Facts.
Yeah.
Big facts.
I'm
yeah.
trying to tell
okay,
you.
Mine has been brought out. But yeah. She's undercover.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm insatiable. And I do mean it.
So you never
and
done
I love
a video?
That song.
You never done a video?
Yeah.
Pictures? What about pictures? You did pictures?
I have
so
done a video and pictures with.
So pause.
Oh.
All right. So listeners, the topic is, does porn what?
No, how satisfying,
how satisfying
is porn?
All right, now
it
continue.
Is not
go.
Satisfying.
Wait a minute. Before we continue, do you have a name? Men have names too.
Men do have names.
Like
yeah, my name
Stallion.
Is Calvin the Great.
Hung heavy and all that kind of stuff. Calvin the Great, you
that's
great,
it.
Calvin.
That's
no,
it.
We're not talking
Calvin
about it. It can't be associated with your job.
It's all categories.
What the wife call you?
Yeah. Big Daddy
Mandingo.
Also, damn special.
Big
we
Daddy
Longstroke.
This is a rated X show.
This
today.
Is a rated
but really,
X.
But really, do you have a name? Or
I don't think so.
Do you name your tool?
His name is Daddy.
Men do that now.
That is true.
They
so,
do that, Calvin?
So what's your tool?
That's where I got the grate from, okay?
Oh.
So, yes, baby.
Go
I
ahead
know
on,
what
bro.
I got.
That's where it comes
okay.
from.
Okay.
Go ahead
all
on,
right,
bro.
Nah. Okay.
That's his name.
Here it goes.
Okay. And we don't have to see nothing else.
Oh, great.
Nothing else. But is porn satisfying? No, it's not.
No.
No, and not unless I'm actually in it.
So it's porn itself, watching it. It's never satisfying unless you are going to go.
Yeah, it gets you ready.
Yeah.
It puts you on
ready,
the mark.
Puts you in the
but
mood.
It doesn't. It does put you in the mood, yeah. But it doesn't always satisfy you at
no.
the end. And it's fictitious. It's
and then what
like,
happens when it gets you in the mood and your partner doesn't?
There you go. And that's yeah. the problem.
Oh, man, that's a disappointment.
But you know
for
what?
Me,
I used to watch it with
yeah.
my ex. So
yeah, she did.
Really, girl?
So we all did.
So you didn't watch it with your ex? Your ex-husband?
Which ex? Nah,
he's.
I was
like,
a performer. I performed for him. Now we did some things. Now we did some things. Now
he didn't seem like he very straight up. It's like straight up and down. I don't see him being very.
That man might be undercover.
I brought some things out of him, baby. I brought some things out of him.
I think that the problem with porn is it's not supposed to be realistic. It's supposed to.
It's a fantasy.
Yeah, exactly. So for men, I think I've learned a lot from porn, but.
Have you really, as a man, learned anything from porn?
What you learn, when positions? You watch,
let me tell you, when you watch porn when you're young, when you find your daddy closet, and you got all these tapes.
And they I wish you guys could see the excitement on his face.
I was like, I found.
Eureka.
I felt like Indiana Jones. I was like.
Eyes like saucers.
I, Dr. Jones, we found it.
And I put it in, and I got in trouble for stealing it and watching it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got caught.
You got caught.
Yeah, I got caught. My dad ain't stupid.
I never got caught.
My dad is a army, like.
I never got caught. My daddy hid his stuff, but I still found it.
Hey. Like, my parents had, like, a book of sex positions.
Yeah.
Hey. Man, I found it. I never. I was like,
when you
wow.
that age, man.
And they had pictures.
It had pictures.
Hey. And they were hairy. Oh, hey. Hairy
yes.
pictures.
Yeah. Yes, different ways that you can do things. Ways. And then, you know, it had the written, you know, it had the little stuff.
Yeah. Hey.
Maybe this show needs to be two freaks.
Two freaks, one.
Well, what's Calvin? You got to bring Calvin in. You know,
two freaks and a dick.
Y'all got to stop calling him a dick.
We could just be three freaks at this point. I mean, it is what it is.
But actually, four freaks.
How did you get caught, though? That's my whole thing.
Because my dad is OCD, like, literally. He puts things back in order.
He's a military guy.
I'm rushing to put things back in the box. You had the box with the little plastic thing to make a whole bunch of noise, and the tape inside, and the, you know, you had to, like.
He caught you in the action?
I was like, boom.
Because it could have been your sister's.
Close it. No, nah. He already knew it was me.
I'm glad. I know he was glad it was you.
Right. Yeah, he already knew it was me.
So he beat you for that?
Nah. He was just like.
He was probably banging his chest, though.
We had a conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, he probably had to explain it to you. That was the sex talk that you had.
We had a conversation.
Okay. Like,
you could. I get it.
But you being a man, you know it's unrealistic, though.
What?
Right. The tapes, the porn videos and
stuff. Ain't it unrealistic when you think it's real? When you're that young and you think that's how it goes.
How old were you?
When you found those tapes.
Like 14, 15.
Oh, you that's old.
A good age.
Were you
that's
sexually active then?
I'm going to go ahead and answer that question.
Okay, well, you already did, baby. You already did.
All right. Let's just say I was curious at a really, really, really young age.
Okay.
And I really don't know where it came from. I'm trying to figure out where it came from, but I don't know where it came from.
Y'all older women better leave these little kids alone.
She wouldn't know about that, you know, right?
That's what I heard, that most young men, their first experiences with an older girl or older woman.
Is that true?
Is that true for you, Calvin?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
So did
He's
you
smiling.
Use any of those
you don't
want
to talk about it?
That you saw on the porn with your first intimate partner, did you try to use any of those tricks?
Yeah, the day after I saw it, I was like, let's get it, baby.
See, there you go. Telling us up again.
No, what I'm saying is, like, sex is already intimidating to a lot of men anyway.
Right.
So it's like when you see that.
Whoa. Sex is intimidating to a lot of men?
I think it is.
Explain that.
Because you want.
Your partner to be satisfied, and you want to make sure they're satisfied.
I want to hear from the man, not the woman.
And you just want to make sure you're doing it right, period, anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to make sure you're doing it right. And when you're that young and you have those. Like,
no, I'm not talking about young. I'm not talking about the 14-year-old. You said it's intimidating for men. That's what you said.
Yes, it is, because it's. I think it's like this. There's a situation where you know what you can do.
Right.
But you still got to get yourself in the game.
Right.
And you still got to.
So you're intimidated because you're thinking maybe you're not satisfying.
Yeah, you got a game plan. Like, this is what I'm going to do. But do you also got to understand there's another person playing the game.
Right.
I think that's anytime you have a new partner as well. But I think you feel intimidated by that person.
Yeah, it is.
Whereas you want to satisfy them, especially like our age.
So they kind of mask it, huh? The guys.
You get me wrong though. There's a lot of people, women and men, who just don't give. They don't care.
They just want to get their rocks off.
Exactly. That's different.
Yeah.
If you're looking for someone who's trying to in tune into your body,
Yeah.
Into your mind, it yes, really does God. Matter.
Okay, like, so what do you have to talk to yourself into your
You got to communicate with the person.
Right.
Oh, okay. I thought you was talking about getting yourself together.
Yeah, you better.
That's when it's good, when you communicate with that person.
Yeah. In a little role
All
play.
All right, Jimmy, now we're going to go in here and we're gonna really show
Not
her.
Not like that.
Not
oh,
like that.
Oh.
No, in a little role play, in a little spanking.
But it all look if there's no reason if
girl says spanking,
it's like this. This,
yeah,
how, this
yeah, how, how, no, yeah. How you speed bump over there? You heard her.
But I'm saying, but it's true. But this it's got
to
be.
I
that,
like to be popped. That,
as easy it is for me to say, what's your favorite color? I need to say, what's your favorite position?
Exactly.
Because why go through the
doggy?
There you go, boo. Why you gotta
baby?
Listen, this is an X-rated.
I mean,
story.
Doggy style, baby. Then, arch in the back, like really arch, like I'm like a contortion,
and then a little spank. Too.
Exactly, and
then
for,
take it to.
And then
level.
For our listeners, wine makes it a lot easier to smiggity smack smack that ass.
I'm horny. I'm sorry.
You're
it's
hilarious.
Been 3 years. I'm not in this conversation.
Yes,
I'm
she
not
is,
in
honey.
You
yes,
started the
is.
Conversation. It's your fault.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
It's been 3 years.
Hey,
three
look,
long
90 gonna, days. That movie, right?
9 weeks. You ever saw that? 9.5 weeks.
Yeah, but that wasn't all, you know, that wasn't.
But I did really. Try all that with the strawberries and just taking all the stuff out the refrigerator and just, whew, Lord. Okay. Anyway,
you're not making my salad no more. No more lettuce from your house.
Mine either.
I can make mine, boo. You can make
I
mine.
Don't have anybody. So it's just like Odie and me.
It's coming, though. We good.
Yeah, we good. Calvin, the only one that got somebody.
No, they don't. Kim got somebody.
Oh,
yeah,
Kim,
being
you
all
got
secretive
somebody?
Over there.
Move on to the next question.
Okay.
See, so gonna... I knew it. See?
But, I mean, it's not, I mean, to me, porn does not always do it.
No.
No.
And then after you watch the porn and then it's not satisfying, it's just like a big disappointment.
It is. It is. And I think sometimes people see that as, they're unrealistic about porn. They think that that's the way that it should be.
Right.
All right. Can we say this?
What?
It may not be the way it should be, but sometimes it's the way it's got to be. There's certain times where there's
baby, we got to get rough.
Yeah, you got to. There's certain afternoons where you're like, yeah, work was stupid. You need somebody to handle that. You know what I'm saying?
You need to release that stress.
Yeah, so it's like.
Listen, I'm just.
What Chris Rock say?
I
do
just.
Do more fucking.
You took it out. You took it right. You snatched. I'm glad you, because I was getting ready to say it, and that's not ladylike. Hey. So I'm glad you snatched it out my mouth because I was getting ready to say it.
So have you watched porn as a couple? Yeah. I know I
nah,
have.
Nah.
So no, you nah. have. Yes.
It.
Oh, why, Shaniqua?
Nah. I mean, I don't know if dude was like into that. You know.
And that's the scary part.
That's the thing.
You never know. Like
you never know. And then if you introduce it, like bitch, we kind of what you. Well, you want a freak in a bed, right? I mean, that's just.
And I think every man wants a freak in a bed, right, Calvin?
I mean, every
yes,
every,
they
every
want a freak in a bed
and
a lady
that,
in
though.
The street.
Yes. So let me ask you this, Calvin, and it's just this has nothing to do with porn. I think I asked you: does every man masturbate?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
But just the,
that's
the
what
thing
I thought, but they be lying.
Because
though.
I think that they have to get in tune with their body, just like we have to get
just
in tune
like
with
just like we
ours.
Got in. And you I know, have to.
And I think that's normal to
yeah,
masturbate.
Super normal.
That is
yeah.
nothing that is
but
seen
not
as
not everybody
dirty.
Don't think it's normal, and people do see it as dirty.
Okay. Yes, people see it as dirty, but I think that they don't tell people what they really do.
Oh, they don't. Because you can't tell somebody what you want until you
know
discover
yes.
yourself.
Yeah.
So you better touch yourself.
But you think about it this way. When I tell a lot of people, when you first start dating someone,
uh-huh.
like you're fucking all the time.
Yes, true.
So essentially that's kind of what keep, I'm not saying I'm like, there's like first like, you know, We're connected emotionally and all of that kind of. I get that. Like you may
right.
walk into a bar and see a guy and like, oh man, that dude is, it's me. Or you might walk into a clothing store where you never go into. You find a young lady and it's like, we connect. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, the connection really solidifies itself after you're fucking. So if you're doing it all the time at that point, and then for some reason you stop, you're like, okay, what essentially kind of glued this thing in one piece was that emotional connection physically.
Because I think that people get tired of people. That's the reason why they stop having sex.
And that's true. And the
because
and
they get tired of the conversation. It's like, I don't want to be bothered with you because you're always negative. You always griping about this or that.
It changes everything.
It changes the dynamic of the relationships.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
So how does that, why does that, how does that happen? Is it the same thing where familiarity breeds content? Or is it just...
Well, sex doesn't make the entire relationship.
It doesn't.
No, it does not.
And I agree with that.
And I think that's what people confuse a lot of times is that they think that sex is like all with the relationship. No, it's only... I don't even want to say it's half of the relationship. I think it's maybe, what? What'd you say, about 40% of the relationship?
I can say that.
I'll say 40 because I think for me... 40%. Sometimes when you find something else, when you find something out about your person that you're with, that you may not have known, what's kind of holding, and it's a big deal, mm-hmm. what's kind of holding that down is the fact that you may be having a lot of sex. Mm-hmm. And then you stop, and all of a sudden, that thing's a big deal now.
But attraction is different, too. So you can be attracted to someone
sexually
yeah. physically, God. Emotionally, mm-hmm. mentally. There's so many ways to be attracted to a person.
Correct, yeah.
And I think sometimes we get confused with that.
Yeah. yeah.
I think so, too. You're right.
You know.
Because I always wonder when people come to me, it's like, oh, well, it just didn't work out. It kind of fizzled away. I said, well, what fizzled for you? Like, what could you not be open with enough to make it not fizzle mm-hmm. away?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, was it just? And a lot of the times, 9 times out of 10, it's like, well, sex is great, and now it's not. And I was like, well, you were in it for the wrong reason then at that point?
No, you just get tired of the.
The other stuff.
The other stuff, and you just so you're not sexually attracted.
Right. I agree with that.
Because of the other
stuff. Then you look at porn to get, you know, yourself to the next level. So I think that's what happens.
Well, in that case, can porn hurt your relationship?
It can.
I think so.
Because people can get addicted to it.
Right.
Because, like, what's his name?
I know.
Little short guy.
Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin. He was saying that.
Stop.
Probably wasn't necessary at that point, but
I just needed to do that.
Anyway,
oh, your mother, you gonna curse in a minute?
Don't. Go ahead, Nana. I think
that's a lie.
He was addicted to porn because maybe he wasn't getting some type of fulfillment from his relationship. With
but
his
we
wife.
Don't know that.
But we don't know that. We are just guessing. We're guessing, but there's a reason why people turn to porn.
So porn can be a really negative thing, though.
Yeah,
it can be. It could be a negative or it can be a positive thing. No?
Yeah, I guess
so. How do you feel?
I never looked at it in the negative way of where, until you just said that, where I'm like, wait, that means porn can be bad.
It can be. It can be.
Especially if your spouse or your significant other is not up to standards of what you're viewing. Yeah. Right? And then you kind of go outside, you go into social media, you know, these girls be DMing and...
It's dangerous, I understand. You know,
yeah.
It can be.
It really can be.
It can be.
So, yeah.
But, I mean, that's when you have to realize, what do you want out of a relationship? Do you just want the sex or do you want other things?
Right.
And I think porn is just about sex. That's all it is.
But right. always, to
and
me,
I think that's why just, people look at it just to get their rocks off.
But for me, like the reason why I looked at porn as being a good thing is because if you were not comfortable having a conversation about your sexual endeavors, because you might be on a level.
I don't know.
But I put it this way: like if it's like to me being young when I was young. And we got porn, like, just in the dorm room, just playing. And the ladies were like, oh, that's cool. We're cool. It just felt just like, now we can actually talk about sex.
But not every woman is like that.
That's true.
It makes them uncomfortable.
And I get
you know,
that
because part. At this point, we're watching porn together, and you expect me to do those things that I'm not comfortable with.
Yeah.
So that puts her in an uncomfortable spot.
Well, what if it's a situation where it's just like, I'm trying to tap into what you are comfortable with? Like, think about it.
So how do you know when your spouse is comfortable? I mean, so what do you do? Do you just go, or significant other, not spouse, but significant other. So do you go in and just, hey, Google free porn, and then you click on one of the websites, and, hey, let's watch this and see what happens?
I think it's a conversation first.
Yeah, because you can't just say, boom, she comes home from work, and there's porn on.
And then it goes totally left.
Exactly. It's like, wait. I just wanted to have some fun. Well,
what you mean? Yeah. What you doing when I'm not here?
So have you ever caught your significant other watching porn?
No, I haven't.
I have not.
But the reason why, it was like the last thing, like, it was on a computer.
Round two, people. Here we go.
It was on a computer. So, he left to go to work or whatever. And then I just looked at it and I was like, oh, okay. So you watching porn.
So at that point, were you guys watching porn together, or he was just doing that?
He was doing that
alone.
Alone.
You weren't watching. Okay.
Yeah.
Were you watching porn then?
Yeah, I was watching porn.
Okay.
Too.
So you guys were just watching porn solely by yourself.
By ourselves.
And you had no idea he was watching.
No idea that he was watching.
Did he have any idea you was watching porn?
No, he didn't have any idea that I was watching.
Okay. So when you caught him, Did you say anything to him?
No, I didn't say anything.
Did you then just
watch
together? Because
I was doing it myself.
So did you watch together at that point?
No.
So why didn't you say anything? Did you feel like it was like a dirty thing going on?
No, I never felt like porn was a dirty thing that was going on.
But if you wasn't watching it.
Because we watched it together.
Okay.
We watched porn together.
Initially you did.
Initially. Okay. And then I found out, oh, so you watching it by yourself. So I was like, okay, whatever.
Why do you think? Did you feel a certain way because he was watching it by himself? Probably not because you were.
Because I was. I mean, my thing was, we were having sex 5 days out of the week.
Man.
Did a freak of the week.
5 days out of the week.
I know.
And you still was complaining.
Okay, now.
How, Sway?
I mean, okay.
But you still was complaining.
Because most married couples don't do it 5 days out of the week. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's a job.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, and it's so funny because someone that worked with me was saying that her and her husband did it 7 days a week. And I was just like, I can't.
How, Sway?
I can't imagine.
We need some days off.
Because she's older. And I'm just like, I can't even think about you.
She fit.
Yes. But I can't even think about you, because I see you as a mother figure. So I can't even see you.
Ow, Sway.
You think she's telling the truth?
Oh, yeah. She's telling the truth.
Okay.
And I'm just like, oh, God. I said, just shut up, because I don't want to hear it anymore. But, yeah. So that was never a problem with our relationship, with our marriage. That wasn't a problem, because you got it. So, I mean.
So, let me tell you, for me, I've never watched porn with any of my guys.
It brings it to a different relationship when you watch porn with your significant other.
And I don't, like, this, my last guy, I don't know that he watched porn. I don't know. But the guy before that, I'm pretty sure he did. But maybe he didn't think I would be comfortable doing it. I don't know. But I've never sat and watched porn.
I guess we were very open about our sexuality with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's
which
that's
is always key. Good.
That's the key. You have to be open to sexuality when you're in a relationship.
You guys didn't have any communication issues.
We had communication issues with certain aspects
not
of
about
our
sex.
Relationship.
Not about sex.
Okay. No. And that's why I said sex don't always keep a relationship going.
No, it doesn't.
And like I was telling Shaniqua, I said, because we was just throwing out ideas about, you know, our topics for the week. And I was like,
let's talk about sex.
And I was like, WAP. And I'm just like, here it is.
And Cardi
B is getting a divorce from Offset. So I'm like,
let me tell you how I got
beauty.
This ring.
It's not sex even about. Sex and beauty does not keep
it
a man.
It's not even about that.
And here's the thing that I want women to stop doing. I want them to stop blaming themselves for the relationship ending or
sometimes
for the guy going
apart.
And getting other women. Right. It's not about you. It's about them.
Right. Facts. And you can't change anyone.
Unless it is about you, but usually it's not about you.
No.
I think usually human beings just have to understand that we sometimes grow apart from each other.
Yeah.
And it is what it is.
Right.
The better it is that you communicate that part is the easiest way to get out of the situation. Because I know people that have been in relationships for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and y'all ain't vibed since the fifth year.
Right. And we grow into different people. We change.
That's exactly. Yeah. And that's what it is.
And you're supposed to grow.
And you're supposed to grow and change.
And change. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to be stagnant. You know? But, you know.
I think, and, yeah, it's.
I see nothing wrong with porn to help you sexually, but I don't think you should depend on porn to make you feel like that's how a woman should be. Role should be, or how man's role should be.
So let me introduce the church when it comes to porn. What are your thoughts about that? You know, what does the church say about porn?
It's bad.
It's bad.
Yeah. It says masturbation is bad. It says sex, and it's not your husband.
Is that the church?
Yes.
Is that in the Bible?
Well, it's a church.
It's in the Bible.
In the Bible, there's some.
There's certain things about that. Fornication.
Say you should not fornicate. Verse. Yeah, but I have not found in the Bible where it says you shouldn't masturbate.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm focused on right there.
It is. It's in Jeremiah.
You say it is in there?
Yes. Yeah, it's mentioned something like uncleanliness in the camp. Uh-huh. There's a verse for it that is supposed to be broken down. I'll look it up.
Look it up right now. Google or Alexa.
I got to call my mom. My mom is
there. Yes, mommy. Yeah,
she knows.
Okay.
You about to call her now?
I'm a text her.
Okay.
But yeah, so I think porn sometimes adds spice to your life.
It does.
But
I think
it's
so.
Not supposed to be like the guide.
I was gonna
to
say
how to have sex.
I was gonna
That's
say don't
difference.
Be dependent upon it. No. It's just an additive every now and then.
Right, right. It's not the guide to how you should treat a man or a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of these videos out here are kind of like a little too much.
I mean. You know, sometimes we want that.
Yeah,
but we don't want that all the time.
That's why I think there's also different, like, there's different segment or type of shows and porn. You don't have to watch crazy stuff.
Listen, don't you be choking me. I don't want to choke.
Watch out. Yeah, there's some horrible things.
That's going too far.
Yeah. Yes, baby. No, what is the safe word? Stop, damn it. That is
the
safe word.
What was it, pineapples? Pineapples. One, that's such a hard word to say when you're
What you said, baby? I said
They made it that word for a reason. Safe word, encyclopedia.
I didn't hear you. You didn't get it all out. Was that what you were trying to say? As I turned blue.
I know.
You
better
stop. Right. But that's crazy. I don't.
Yeah, I just, like, to me, like, I love being able to go to, like, the novelty stores and just have the comfortable conversation of this is where we're at. This is where we want to be, and let's just have fun at it.
Using and toys and everything like that.
Yeah, you got to.
Y'all like that toy stuff, don't you?
Toy is it.
Yeah.
Toy's been out since, what?
I'm talking about men. They like that toy thing.
What do you...
Just as long as it's not up.
Not
no,
me.
They don't want it on
no,
them.
I mean,
they like to
using
use
the
it.
Toy on the yes. woman. They
yeah.
like
if
that.
It's something that's pleasurable that I can't do, yeah, shit, sure, there you go.
It helps them. Yeah, it helps.
It helps them?
Right.
There's a lot of foreplay involved in it.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you
so see, men, foreplay is important.
It's important to us. That's what I'm saying. Is it important to you guys?
It is important to me to understand what I have. It's not important to me. It's important to me to understand that it takes more sometimes for
women.
Yeah.
Not all the time.
It
but
does.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
It's like, yo, it's going to take a little bit longer for me today. It's, you know.
Yeah.
So I get that part. But that's right. when you have to always.
You need to communicate with
you
your
got
spouse
to.
Or yeah. your significant other.
Yeah. You have to.
Yeah.
And if, because the problem is you won't be satisfying that your person. And then.
Some people
when she
just
finally
don't care,
tells
though,
you know? When she finally tells you or he finally tells you, it's too late.
So yeah. do you think a younger generation doesn't understand porn then compared to
I think
to
a younger
like,
generation don't need porn. I think porn is surviving by the older clientele.
Yeah. yeah.
Also, you feel like the millennials do
Are
not
you sure
use
because
porn.
it's a whole bunch of it's stuff
well,
on Twitter.
But that's,
it's a whole bunch of stuff out
you
there.
You understand what I say porn surviving by the older generation is porn is still being purchased by the older generation.
But listen, there's a lot of free porn out there. Okay.
Exactly. So there's a lot
that
of
that the
free
kids
porn
are watching.
And they're creating. They're creating it.
Your child.
Baby, my daughter showed me some stuff. I was just like, yeah,
they're seeing it,
and
they're
she was still living
it.
In the house.
Yeah.
So it's, like,
it's
just okay,
a different
sis?
It's a different thing where you can get it easier at your fingertips.
Yeah. And it's free. You don't have to pay for it. Whereas that's we had to go to a video store and actually like go in the back room and get the porn.
Yeah. Walk out of that room and see a pastor.
The whole thing was porn.
That you walk out that
box,
curtain and you see your pastor buying Home Alone 3.
Have you seen that before, Calvin?
No.
Oh, okay.
I never.
That
I
was
never
in a movie. The
Home
curtain.
Alone 3.
The curtain. But I no.
The little curtain that divides it.
We were talking
that
about the pastor. Like hey, Miss Parker. That movie.
Was it Friday?
Or is it? Is there? Was her name Miss Parker?
Yeah, in Friday.
Yeah,
Friday.
Yeah, and so Bernie Mac was the pastor, and he was in this. Wasn't that? Yeah.
That was.
He was
because she was
by
the one that was always sexy.
Yeah.
And her husband was always, don't you look over here. Don't
little
you
midget,
here.
The little midget.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So.
But porn does not make a relationship, y'all. So no, don't please. Think that, you know.
It just spices things up.
It just spices
up.
Things up. And when you're single, it spices things up as well as your imagination.
But can I say the best porn movie ever like actually came to theaters?
Is what?
Boogie Nights.
That wasn't actually.
I know, but it was a movie about
porn. Boogie Nights
that
with Marky
awesome.
Mark.
Okay, that
you
was
don't
awesome.
Remember that? You didn't see that movie?
I did, but
for
like
me,
yes, it
for my age, it's the first movie I saw that was like kind of like wild. I was like, whoa, that's kind of wild. Mm-hmm. That's different. How did that?
Because it talked about porn,
and the industry,
and how it started, like in the '70s.
And you're like, whoa, that's interesting.
Well, wasn't there another one with the guy? What was the disc jockey's name with the curly black hair? He had a movie, too. God, I can't think of his name. And
Howard Stern?
Yeah. Wasn't there a movie with him, too? And they were talking about porn, but I can't remember the name of it.
He used to have like a lot of porn stars come on to his morning show and talk about it.
Yeah, there was a movie, too.
Because he got a lot of heat in the beginning of his shows, right?
Yeah.
Right. Like he got a lot of,
because he had a lot of porn stars come on and talk.
He didn't care about what nobody said.
You know, but it's just entertainment. That's what porn is. It's not supposed to like show you how to have sex.
Right.
It's just entertainment.
So where do you learn how to have sex? Oh, well, anyway, the best porn is in a book.
Wait a minute.
What
is in
what?
A book? In a book, for you to read it.
And,
That imagination is
everything.
Oh, my everything.
Gosh. Bring it down, Zane.
The imagination
bring it down.
May be
but here's the
porn.
Thing, though. If you're single and you're reading about it and you're watching it, who you play it out on? Yourself?
Yeah, basically. You and your toy. Your rabbit.
Oh, she got a rabbit, Calvin. She pulled a rabbit out
don't
the hat.
Don't be talking about
what up with
my
the tortoise?
Business.
You just what told the whole world.
I thought the tortoise is better than the rabbit.
No, the rabbit is better than
the tortoise. Is too slow. Bang,
so
bang,
the
bang.
Rabbit does win. So the
she
hair
said,
does
bang,
win
bang,
the
bang.
Race.
Bang, 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 bang. Shout out.
So the hair does win the race.
Rest
huh?
in peace, John Witherspoon.
Yes. The rabbit. Is that all you have, the rabbit? Do you have the finger?
You always have your finger for free.
Not that finger. They actually have a finger.
No, I don't have that.
That you could use in the car.
I don't have it.
While you driving,
well, you're
sitting at the red light.
You talked about that before.
Yes.
Oh, okay. We single people. We are single ladies. So I mean.
So close your mouth. We do things, you know.
Because we're still in our 40s.
We're realistic. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. We're in our 40s, and we are still like
the men
about
do
sex.
It.
But
not,
you know,
not
think,
like that. That's not,
not
what I'm saying.
Like
but I'm just saying their thoughts and you know, women and stuff.
Because I
so.
Think men a lot of times once they get into like probably their late 40s, they're not having it as much as they used to.
What? Oh, Calvin,
yes,
I'm
are.
Sorry.
What happened?
You are. They are.
Calvin's
they
not are. In his 40s. Calvin's in his 30s.
He's still in his 30s.
She said something that I don't
said
like.
That I don't think that men once they get to their 40s that maybe they're not having sex as much as they used to.
I'll make sure that doesn't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a man in their 40s. I'm a woman who's 47. And
well,
still
I date men in their 40s, and I date men in their 50s, and I date
men in
their
30s. You date men in their 30s. Don't
okay,
even play
cougar.
Like that, because you a cougar, Kim.
So when does our sex drive kind of...
It heightens every year.
I don't think that like our sex
you guys
drive,
are not 50 yet, but when you get to be 50, woo!
Are you kidding me?
What?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
not
my
ready.
My brother's friend, he has a girl who has been his friend since they were high school. And I remember when I was getting ready to turn 40, and I said, oh, I'm getting ready to turn 40. And she was like, okay. And I was like, what do you mean? She said, girl, when you get 40, it's great. But when you get 50, Kim, woo!
Baby, I'm going to be in my own place at 50. I'm gonna
You're
be
so
old.
Special.
I'm going to be a slut.
You that's pray whisper. That you be in
Oh, baby, I will because I actually can leave now. I actually can.
Okay. But anywho, so, like I said.
Don't rain on my parade. Don't do that.
I'm not raining on your parade, Heffa. But I'm just saying that, you know, we are two single ladies who looking for, you know, a life mate. All right.
I want to cut in right quick. I want to cut in right quick.
I'm not looking for a life mate. My life mate should be looking for me. I'm okay. Just getting myself prepared.
I'm looking for a life mate.
So.
All right. So, guys, since you went to the church, I had to.
Okay. You got moms? Okay.
I'm not going to go over these scriptures.
So, what's your mom said?
There's a lot of scriptures about it. Mention something
to me.
Similar, and I will. In Romans, Leviticus, James, Galatians. Thessalonians, and it essentially doesn't say it's bad, but what it says is it will lead to
destruction,
pornography.
It's going to lead to something that is destructive.
Okay, clarify that for me.
So basically, it's you know how you were in school and there's marijuana's a gateway drug,
right? Uh-huh.
So it doesn't necessarily say masturbation is a sin.
Okay,
but what it does say it will lead into other stuff.
Yeah, because Paul says something leads you to destruction. You're supposed to cut it off.
You're supposed to? Yeah.
You're supposed to cut it off. So that's why they always saying in the church that you shouldn't masturbate, because if you masturbate, then you're going to fornicate. That's what it means, giving into your flesh.
Okay.
And your flesh essentially is not.
And the flesh is weak.
Yeah, the flesh is very weak.
Super weak.
Stupid flesh. I like this to say that, you know, all of these emotions that we feel, God gave us.
Yeah, sex. Yes. God gave us. Yeah, sex
but,
is be-
but,
okay, but she
he gave
me down.
It to us to do in matrimony. Because right. The wedding bed is undefiled, which means you can do anything with your husband.
Anything. And God created sex, and sex is supposed to be a beautiful thing.
Because you procreate.
It is right. Between two people who are married.
Yeah. Right.
And my ex was a freak, and I was a freak with him.
Chris was a freak.
No Ooh, names, that, no names, no names.
She already named a man. So, I mean, you know.
It is what it is.
You know, Lori always calling out people's names.
Yes, Sean.
I will flip.
And now you're doing it.
Now Kim is doing it.
Now you're doing
it's
it.
Yeah, but payback. I'm not saying See, it. Mine is payback.
I'm not saying it in a sentence. I'm just saying these are the names that she likes to call out.
Hang up.
And she always calling my name out. And the people don't even
She be
know
calling
me.
My name out, too.
But you a it, chick.
But your ex wasn't freaky.
This is Shaniqua and Nina. It's like the real
her
world.
Ex was freaky? I'm saying her ex wasn't really freaky.
Nah, see, I'm the freak up in this piece.
It's like the real world. This is Shaniqua. This is Nina.
And this is the DD. Kim.
Yeah, but me and Calvin are, well.
No, Calvin too.
Is out there.
Calvin his is out there. I put his ass out there.
But nobody knows me. Could y'all
yes,
stop calling
do.
My name?
No, because you keep saying, I'm a party of chicks, too. That comes with it.
I'm in the background.
No. Okay. No.
So, I mean, the thing about porn is just to help, basically.
But do you think people are afraid to say that they watch porn?
I think so, because they see it's like it as a negative thing. And porn is really not.
Ashamed of it?
Excuse me. It's not a negative thing.
So they think of this this big greasy guy.
Porn is not negative until you want porn more than you want anything else.
Right.
Exactly. And that's a great way to describe it.
Yeah.
Because it's not negative until you said that it's something different.
Yeah.
And it's not. I mean, I think we all look at porn. I mean, I do because I haven't.
I don't look at porn,
at
Mama.
At this point in time, I don't look at porn because I have nothing to. I have nothing to like. I have nothing to really use because I don't want to use my tools. I want to use a warm body after okay. I look at porn.
Well, I haven't had sex in 3 years, so it's
She act like she by herself on a 3-year mom.
I know, right? Me too.
Shut up, Calvin.
Because you married.
Just because you married don't mean you haven't sex.
Yeah, don't say that.
The people say you have less sex when you're married. That's what the people say. I don't know,
that
Calvin.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so Fire Steve.
Don't do that, Lori. Don't do that, a.k.a. Nana.
Fire Steve is my number one.
My number one, too, still.
I like your hat, by the way.
I do, too. It's nice.
It says Beaver.
It says how much wood could a woodchuck chuck.
I like it. It looks good on her.
This is my ex hat. He didn't take this, so I'm keeping it. So my number one.
I'm coming to get it tomorrow, girl.
Oh, he don't listen to the podcast. Oh,
okay.
You think he listens to the podcast?
But does his family listen to the podcast?
No, they wouldn't know how to.
Calvin said he does. Calvin is a man.
He probably does, but I don't care. But anyway, first, you got to get in the house. And you can't get in the house because you don't have a key. Anyway.
And I changed the code, bitch!
What's my favorite word?
Bitch!
So, Fire Steve is my favorite.
Okay, wait a minute. Before you say that, Calvin, you agree?
I agree.
I agree, too.
Acrobat is my second.
I agree.
I also agree.
Then Portlandia.
I agree.
And then Han.
Y'all agree.
Deal.
Yes, baby.
And that's why I was like, when you said your last would be a surprise.
Right.
I kind of knew it was going to be Han.
How did you know? You said it every podcast.
It's that lemon. That lemon part kind of breaks me from like enjoying it.
Right.
You don't like lemons?
I love lemons, okay. But. I didn't expect it in that.
Yeah, I think it goes better with a meal.
It really does.
This is the type of wine that just go better with a meal.
It really, really does.
We pretty much picked all the organs over California, although that's the only yeah, we it's
that was only California.
Yeah, so Han is California, that's number four.
Right. So how do you feel, Shaniqua?
I agree with your order. Right? This is third, right? It's like
okay.
this.
Yeah.
I agree with this order.
So, Fire Steed, which showed us love, and we loved y'all.
We really did. We're not putting you first because you showed us love. Your wine is actually good.
It's actually good.
Because we true to the game up in here.
So, Acrobat is second, then Portlandia, then Han. But, you know, Portlandia, they have, I think, a Chardonnay as well as a red blend.
Yeah.
Do they have a red blend? Have you tried it?
No, but maybe down the line.
Let's try that.
It's a red label with the same bike on it.
Just with Portlandia.
Oh, yeah. Let's try that.
So we will try it. All four of the wines we did enjoy.
Yeah, they're not bad. Just the order we chose.
It's just the order we chose. It's our palate. And they all were great, but Fire Steed. That's
the winner.
Favorite.
So the moral of the story is when you watch porn, you should drink Fire Steed.
Have you a shrimp on the barbie?
It's not Australian. It's Oregon, people.
You know, I like it. Yeah, it is Oregon, but I like speaking Australian.
I like speaking Australian.
So our next podcast, we actually would do at the Blind Sue's.
I'm excited.
And that's our 1-year anniversary.
Yep.
Of us doing the podcast. So we have everything situated. If you're in Savannah and you want to come, just let us know. DM us at Two Chicks Whining. That's TWO Chicks Whining at Gmail. Or DM us on Facebook or Instagram that you want to come. We'll be happy to have you. And we're having our podcast at the Blind Sue's.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right next to Broughton Commons.
Some people already told us they were coming. Yeah.
Right. In Savannah, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
The wines that we actually will be trying is Campo Viejo, which we had before.
Yes. And we like them.
We like them.
Yes.
Shooting Star.
Yes. We love Shooting Star.
And we actually had Shooting Star on the last podcast.
Yes.
And a Macon Blanco, I think that we're going to be trying, and one more other wine. I'm not sure, but
Calvin has those wines. We taking pictures of those wines.
No, I got Moscato's. I don't have the other ones yet.
No, not yet.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is our anniversary. Sunday at 12 o'clock at...
this upcoming Sunday?
This September the 27th.
Okay.
We will celebrate our anniversary show at the Blind Sue's.
One year, you guys. 1 year
Which
strong.
Is part of Broughton Commons. And
great place.
If you're in Savannah, come and check us out.
Mickey Hickey.
Mickey. We love you, Mickey.
Mickey Hickey. I haven't seen Mickey in so long. I'm excited.
You excited about seeing
Mickey? I'm excited about seeing Mickey.
We are excited about us doing a year. I can't believe that it's been a year since we've been doing this podcast.
It's been a year. I've only been doing it, since May? Robin was doing it, you know.
Prior.
We wish that Robin could be here, but...
Yeah, but she can't.
She can't.
She can't be here, but we are sending love out to Robin.
Mm-hmm.
But we are excited, because I don't have to cook next weekend. But we are excited about doing
we
our first
We're just excited we could eat, so...
At Broughton Common. So if you're in Savannah, please come and visit us, you know.
So, Nina, did you give the address to Broughton Common?
I don't know the address.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me check that.
Broughton Common.
And I might have missed it. Did you? So if somebody wants to come, can they just pop up or do they need to
They can just, they can pop up.
What are you laughing at?
We will be at the Blind Sue's, which is next to Broughton Commons. It's the upper level. We actually did a podcast there before.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At the Blind Tree.
The Blind Taste Test.
So Broughton Common is 118 East Broughton Street. And the Blind Sue's is right next to it. So if you're in Savannah and you want to come to the podcast, you are more than welcome to come. It's going to be a live podcast. So we are excited about that.
Very excited.
Do we need a speaker?
No.
No.
The two chicks will be the speaker.
No, I'm saying, do I need an outlet speaker? Do you want to... Are we going live?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I thought you'd be a speaker as in a person. Okay.
No.
Oh, no.
No, we're going to be live. So, it's 1 year, people. Can you believe that?
We're doing good.
We are doing good.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
So, the lot of stuff that's happening from October, November, December, we're having people talk about domestic violence.
Yes.
In
finances.
October, we're talking about
voting.
Breast cancer. We're talking about voting. We're talking about CBD. We're talking about financing. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of guests that's coming through for the end of the year.
So we don't just talk about BS and fun. We talk about serious issues as well.
Serious issues that's going on in the community. So we appreciate everyone who decides to come on our podcast. We're really excited about October, November, December, January. We're going to have someone come and talk about finances.
Right.
So we got a lot going on. And
hopefully we can get that person, Calvin.
All right.
You just see that look?
I saw the look. You know, he gave me that look.
Okay. So we have a lot ahead
of us. What, sir?
We good. If not that person, we got another person.
So you got somebody. On the back end?
Yeah.
So, okay, that's good.
Oh, we got emergency plans.
Yeah, that's good.
So the premise of our podcast is to talk about wines under a certain dollar amount. It's for the frugal palate.
Frugal, baby. We frugal drinkers.
So we are... helping our listeners find the best product that is suitable for their palate.
And pockets.
And like I said, next podcast is our anniversary. It's been 1 year since we've been doing Two Chicks.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be at the Blind Sue's, which is a part of Broughton Commons. If you're in Savannah, please come and join us on September 27th.
Right? Yeah, September
27th. At Blind Sue's.
Yeah, and we have, what you said, the premise of our show is $10
and under.
But we have gone beyond that, only like a couple of dollars, right?
No more than 12. We try to do no more than 12.
So that's still good.
Right.
Now, we've done some as high as 25, but that was just a special occasion, like my birthday and, you know, some other things.
Or just like a podcast where we got donated
gifts.
Yeah. Wine.
Yeah, yeah.
But please, like, if you have any questions or...
corrections,
or if you need us to try any wines that you have tried before,
right?
Hit us up at Two Chicks Whining. That's T W O Chicks Whining at gmail.com. Hit us up at Facebook as well as Instagram at Two Chicks Whining, T-W-O Chicks Whining. Right. And we'll be happy to try any type of wines that y'all have available, you know, especially if you are a commercial listener and you're listening to Two Chicks Whining. We'll be honest as well as give us honest opinion about any particular wines. This particular episode was Pinot Gris. So we all agree on Fire Steep as number one. Then Acrobat is number two. Portlandia is number three. And Han as number four.
Right? And I think Han is number four only because it has to be paired with food.
Yes, that's the only reason. But all four of the wines were excellent. So next week, we'll be at the Blind Sue's.
Right.
With a lot of podcasts. Right.
Right. With the wines you already mentioned.
With the wines that we have already mentioned. And we are so excited because it's our first anniversary.
So, yeah. Come and join us if you can. We are Two Chicks
Whining.
And we're out.
Yes.
What do we get for $10? Everything you want. Everything.
What we get? Hey, come on, porn. It's okay.